Hello, is Robin Parker there?
From Scotland.
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So in this case, sir, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. One second. Okay, and are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Congress? Are you certain
100.
To vote?
Okay. Yes, certain.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and may I ask your age?
56.
Okay, thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Black.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not motivated at all and 10 means you're extremely motivated.
10.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of elected officials. After each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove their job. The first one is Joe Biden as president. Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. What was your question again?
Sure. So I'm going to read you a list of elected officials, and after each one, please tell me if you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove their job. And the first one will be Joe Biden as president.
Yeah.
Oh, but in this case, we have four options. Only strongly approve, strongly disapprove,
strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. And next one, Donald Trump as former president.
What was the question again? Sorry.
Sure. How do you, if you approve or disapprove their job, Donald Trump as former president, and the options are strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman.
Who is that again? I'm sorry.
Sure. Is Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman?
No, I'm not sure who that is. Next question.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. And next one, Sherrod Brown as Senator.
Not familiar with Sherrod Brown.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. And now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard about this person or institution, you can just let me know. And the options are always very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable. So the first one will be Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Republicans in Congress.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, First Energy.
First Energy?
Mm-hmm.
Not sure who that is.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Next one, Democrats in Congress.
Somewhat approved.
Thank you so much. Next one, Marcy Kaptur.
Not sure.
Okay, thank you. But just to confirm, you don't have an opinion about her, or you have never heard about her?
I don't have an opinion about her.
Oh, okay. No problem. Thank you. Next one, Joe Biden.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Thank you so much. And last one, Derek Merrin.
I'm familiar with her, with him. Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Most likely Democrat.
Okay, well, we have in this case, for example, Democrats and lean Democrats, lean toward Democrats. Would you say lean toward Democrat or Democrat?
Lean toward Democrats.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Democrat Sherrod Brown.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kupchur or Republican Derek Merrin?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merrin, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for him?
No chance.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. So now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kupchur. The statement says, Marcy Kupchur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. So the question is, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kupchur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it not make any difference? Also, if the statement, if you think it's not true or if it makes you more likely to vote for her, you can also let me know.
Doesn't make a difference.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merrin. After each statement, please indicate if this makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for Derek, or if it makes no difference. Also, if the statement makes you more likely to vote for him, or if you think it's not true, you can let me know. So the first one says, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merrin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merrin even voted no on that. Would you like me to repeat the options for you?
Yes.
Okay. So the options are much less likely to vote for Derek, somewhat less likely to vote for him, no difference, more likely to vote for him, or not true?
Unlikely to vote for him.
Okay. I'm sorry, so you will say much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Yeah, much less likely.
Okay, thank you so much. Next statement. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merrin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we footed the bill for Merrin's corruption. What do you think in this one?
I'm not to be with that case.
Oh, okay. Okay, no worries. Thank you so much. Okay, no problem. Thank you. Next one. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merrin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. What do you think on this one?
Would I be less likely to vote for him? Yes.
Okay. And would you say somewhat or much?
I would be much less likely to vote for him.
Okay. Thank you so much. Next one. Derek Merrin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted to keep abortion access legal, Merrin supports a federal ban that will overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal even in the case of rape or incest. Merrin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. What would you think in this one?
I would vote for this guy. I don't live in that Ohio area, but anything that would restrict the woman's right to choose, I'm against.
Okay. So in this case, would you say more likely, no difference, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
To vote for him or to vote against him?
Well, much likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him, no difference, or more likely to vote for him?
Mostly not to vote for him.
Okay. Thank you so much. Next one, we're just a couple of the statements to go. In the state legislature, Derek Merrin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merrin will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. What would you think in this one?
What was that again? I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries. I can repeat that for you. In the state legislature, Derek Merrin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merrin will stand with those who voted to cut Social Security and Medicare and will raise their retirement age. Would you say much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
Much more likely not to vote for him.
Okay, thank you so much. And last statement. In the state legislature, Derek Merrin sells extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and real signs for lovemakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
We don't need any more politicians looking out for themselves.
Okay. So would you say much less likely to vote for him or somewhat less likely?
Much more likely not to vote for him.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merrin, or would you still vote for him?
I would not vote for him.
Okay. Let me just take notes here. Now, vote for Mary. Okay. Thank you so much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I would like to ask you again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marion?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marion? This is an open question.
I don't agree with most Republicans' ideals.
Okay, let me just take notes.
Ideas are ugly.
Okay, Republicans. I'm sorry, what is the last part you said?
I don't believe in that. Most ideas are beliefs.
Agree with
most of their ideas. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, perfect. 1 second. Okay. Perfect. Next one. We're just a couple of questions to go, and the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of a schooling you have completed?
High school.
Okay. Thank you so much. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Okay, would you say strong or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay, thank you so much. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Is that very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Okay, thank you. And this is the last question. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Again, thank you for your participation and your time, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Happy weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.